The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Music, movies, and more. Down on Radio 2.
So time now for three of your big showbiz stories of the day.
Three.
And the original Batmobile from the 1960s TV series has sold at an auction for $4.2 million. That is $15.5 million. The winning bidder has not been disclosed following the auction. The 19-foot-long black bubble-topped car was used in the Batman TV show. On the show, it boasted lasers and a bat phone. If you want to see a picture of it in its glory, check it out right now. Facebook.com, look for My Radio 2.
Two.
Good news for film fans and people that don't like Lance Armstrong much. TV creator J.J. Abrams, who made the series Lost, is set to begin work on a biopic on the disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong with Paramount. They've snapped up the rights to the upcoming biopic written by a New York journalist, Juliet Masser. The book is called Cycle of Lies, The Fall of Lance Armstrong. The book's been going since November. No news yet on who is to star, direct or write the film. However, it's coming. It will be good.
One.
And finally, Alicia Keys has revealed that she's treating the US national anthem like a brand new song. She announced that she's going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner over the weekend at the upcoming Super Bowl game. She's rehearsing like a maniac. It's going to be broadcast February the 3rd on CBS. She's doing it like it was a new single. Let's hope, though, she doesn't actually release it as a single.
The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Log on to boulevarddubai.com. Music, movies, and more. The Lowdown on Radio 2.